Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, this is Sam. Tune into the Zach Nichols podcast. Zach and I talk about all things the challenge in the real world.
All right, so welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. This week, we have a very special guest, Mrs. Challenge Champion, Sam. Yep. The big snooze button misses her flight again.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome
Appreciate
back
it.
To Michigan.
Yeah.
Because you are somewhat of a Michigan native.
Yeah. I used to spend a lot of summers up here.
You know how I knew, like, you fucked with Michigan hard?
Oh, God.
So we're on Battle of the Seasons. I don't know if you guys are going to, this might just be an older generation thing. And we got bored towards the end of the season. And I'm like, wait a second. Does anyone in the house know how to play euchre? And Sam's like,
oh, my God.
And so you, me, Derek, and John A., we just basically played euchre.
We
for
found
the last...
honey pots. Do you remember the honey pots that we would pour the bottles of a bottle of wine in, and we would go hide in your room?
We just play euchre. We played for hours to the point where production was like, okay, if you want to keep playing cards, you have to only play for like 2 hours at a time, because we would play for like 6 to 10 hours. And so my point is, for people listening, if you've ever played, if you're from Michigan, you know how to play euchre. So, Anyways,
we played an ass load.
This is actually. You're part of a record-breaking show right now.
Oh?
As you can see, this couch is empty.
Yeah.
Didn't realize how big it was, guys. You know what I'm saying?
You're really far away.
Yeah, like, usually I feel like we're all on top of each other. That's because the big fettuccine decided to take his third vacation in as many weeks, wasn't here to work, Sam missed her flight, and guess what?
Oh, that's my bad.
But you know why he's here a lot of times? Because he keeps me in track, keeps me in line. So we got a stack of questions.
Oh, God,
which
I can't
is
wait.
This is like the second most questions we've ever gotten for a guest, except for Nerys and Horacio. That one was stupid. That was like a book.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about? Do you want to go through the questions? Is there anything you want to start with? Is there anything you want to go through? You want to just, you know what?
You know,
how about we start with this?
I have a question for you.
Oh, God. So you're going to come in to my freaking show, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to hit me with a big question. All right, let's go.
So we all know.
Remember, I can edit it out, too.
That's fine. But there's still a record of it.
Oh, yeah, there's there. Okay.
No, it's not bad. I want to know if, now that you're a girl dad, do you reflect differently on the way that you treated me on the finale, on the final?
So if you were to give me the option to pick what we're going to choose first, it wasn't even the girl. That was strike one I had on myself. So you probably didn't watch much of the challenge, right?
No, after, not now.
No, but I mean, I would say, would you, like, after our first season, that was like the second time I got to watch myself on TV.
Yeah.
And as we all know, when you watch yourself on TV, it's the greatest way to grow.
Well, for some.
For some, yes. But I did not, the first thing I need to do is I need to say I absolutely acted arguably as ugly as I've ever acted in my life in those moments. I don't apologize for the intensity, because I was there to win, but I do apologize for the way I treated you. And it has nothing to do with being a girl dad. It has everything to do with a person. And I watched that and I hated it. And I think that was the beginning of the spiral. And I think that spiral continued into free agents, where I had the epic meltdown in the final myself.
Yep.
And still didn't learn.
I did watch that.
Yeah.
I kind of, not going to lie, I was like,
I love that. Hell yeah. So that was number two. And then number the strike three was when I decided to take my break. For I took a 2-3 season break where I was like, listen, you know what you're doing is wrong. You began making excuses for it because we were the winners, right? Me and Frank were the big dogs. So we got away with for how we treated you by everyone else on that stage. And then we gaslighted you.
Oh, hard.
Hard. So I apologize for that. I apologize most importantly for how I treated you. I apologize to your family, your parents. And I think your dad's told me on more than one occasion that if he didn't know I had a good heart, he'd kill me.
Yes.
He's told me that twice. And I give them a lot of credit for forgiving me. I think they've met me and they know me. And I think they know that I'm a hothead. And I think they know that I have had good intentions. But yeah, I know I really sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart for that. That was wrong. And that was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the show, was to tell you that that was ugly. And it continued to get ugly. And I'm glad it happened, because had that not happened, I don't know if I would have ever truly not ever been able to grow from that person.
Well, I appreciate your apology.
And that was a great question, because that's actually like, that's a God thing, because I was going to literally say, if you were like, hey, let's have it, I was going to say, I want to apologize for that, because that was ugly and it was wrong. And the only thing that I can say is the only time I touched you was when I picked you up off the ground like you were Dennis the Menace when you went limp.
Yes.
That was the only time that I physically put my hands on you, because you went down. I was like, Sam, I picked you up like you were a 3-year-old and you sat there with your legs limp. And I was like, okay, come on now. But you know what?
Hey, I still finished.
Listen,
I still walked that line.
You know what's so hilarious about it is it's like we were acting like the biggest assholes in the world. But it's like, number one, you still beat Dustin and Trishel.
Yeah.
Two very fit people.
Yes.
And you, I mean, Devin was our MVP.
Oh, yeah.
And in all reality, we should have planned for that, because A, there's people who, like, I don't think you came on the challenge thinking you were going to go to a final.
I absolutely didn't.
Because I don't think, I thought I was going to go in every single elimination round and eventually catch something that I was struggling with and go home. But I definitely think you were there for the good time and the memories and all that. And you got caught on two extremely narcissistic, competitive people's team who just were there to just savagely win at a certain point, who almost cannibalized ourselves. And you were truly what kept the team together.
Yeah.
Because had it not been for you literally sucking it up on every scenario, every situation, us arguing about not wanting to go in, when in reality you were probably the best person to have with me during that. That was the worst. To this day, that was the worst elimination round I've ever done.
Oh,
that was terrible.
It was awful. I know that it was awful for you. I actually just
I don't think Ashley and I do well. The only reason we won that was because Knight couldn't get to the bottom of the tank. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but I'm saying like Ashley and I would have won that as well, but I think you and me would have beat a majority of the house in that.
Well, that but it also was, that was a turning point in the way our team morale changed.
We were assholes for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, we were.
We were so
because
bad.
We were, well, and the thing is, like, I love Frank. Frank has actually since apologized as well.
Yeah. Frank's a great person. Yes. I love Frank as well.
Yeah.
Like,
when
we all disagreed, but we all love each other.
Well, I mean, this is the first time you and I've seen each other since the challenge reunion in 2012.
Yeah, which was also ugly behavior, and I let myself get away with it because everyone else on stage let me get away with it.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody, a couple of those people that were in the final with us after all the, you know, after we wrapped and everything, that was like, if there was a way we could vote to see for you to get everybody's money, we would.
Oh, hell yeah. We were the villains of that season.
You villainized yourselves so bad. Like, I watched you guys and I was like, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, if I win money out of this, this is great. Other than that, like, I'm here to meet people, have a good time. And you guys are literally crack addicts trying to just win the game, which I get, but at the same time, take a moment and enjoy it while you're there.
Yeah, I know. I look back now and I really do. I miss that season specifically because that was, for me, the most magical one, because A, we won, but B, because it was the first time we did everything.
Yeah. Also, so since we're on this topic, And now that we've had this formal apology, I brought something.
Is it the rest of the money that you didn't spend yet?
No, that shit's been gone. No,
jeez, you brought treats?
Oh, you're going to die.
No.
So I feel like we need to sign this in a contract of our renewed relationship. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's deep. You still have it.
It is. This is the flag.
Yeah.
From the wall.
There you go. Here you go.
I feel like it's fitting.
It came full circle, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
I brought this on purpose.
I know you did.
Yeah. Pierre had no idea either. Well, I didn't tell anybody. And I got a Sharpie.
Well, I'll have to. You want me to do it now or after?
I don't care. We can do it after.
Let's do it after. Yeah. Because I want to make sure I do a good job. Maybe do bubble letters.
Oh, yeah. You do whatever. You can write whatever you want. I'm going to toss that. Right,
yeah.
There. But yeah. But I did. I brought that. I was hoping that this is how this conversation would go.
I had the American flag and I had the Don't Tread on Me flag.
And the Polish flag. Don't forget.
I did have the Polish flag.
You had three.
I'm a proud.
And melted down Polish over my American. One.
I didn't melt. I was cool with it.
Didn't I put the. Oh, I did. I put the rainbow lightning bolt on your little light.
Yeah. You guys were all about it. You guys were all about making me
super uncomfortable.
Yeah, super uncomfortable. But, anyways.
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.